I don't know what it is, but it made wonderful hay. And they put that up for the saddle horses.
How many times a year can they cut that?
Just in the fall, usually, about this time. And start cutting hay about this time. And just enough for what they thought the saddle horses. But our brood mares, they just run out. They and their colts in the wintertime, just they wrestle for themselves, just like cattle did.
You mentioned hay. Where was that put after it was cut?
Just in stacks. Just put it in big stacks. Stack many a stack.
Was it put in little piles?
No, great big stacks. Great big stacks. And they'd fence that around, and you had to have a good fence too, let me tell you. Yes, you sure did, or the cattle would break in, and then sometimes they would. They'd get through, and there was enough cattle that they could really get rid of a haystack in a hurry. I sure could. The first herd that when Herring come in here, he came after we did. And the first cattle he shipped in, I don't know how many thousand head that they brought him to Englewood, and they brought him just above our house. Well, Herring had tried to buy the place from Dad when he come up here, and Dad wouldn't sell it to him. And they decided they'd eat us out. There was some interesting times. But he broke these cattle and turned them loose just above the house. Well, it was long in the fall. And Bat Grace and Mrs. Carter, it is now, and me, that was our job to drive those cattle on over to Dry Buffalo, over where the water was over there. And the old steers were so thin that you didn't have to turn them back after you once got them over where there was water. Why, they didn't ram around. Now you take in those days, you go maybe out to Beaver County and buy a bunch of cattle and bring them over here. Well, you had day herd for a long time and keep them turned back, or they'd go home just like a homesick kid, or a horse will either. And but those old steers were so thin when they brought them in here that fall that after we'd get them across the divide south east of the house and over where there was good water, well, they stayed there. But I tell you right now, I drove cattle till I could see them in my sleep. And it took us about a week to keep shoving those cattle. He shipped in several thousand head.
Well, I bet that endeared him to you, didn't
it? Oh, we didn't love him much for a long time. But they was some hot times. I know they used to... they tried every way under heaven to get something on Dad too, so they could get him out of here. One time, we were making a garden, and I think the Lord was with us that time, because some of the folks that we knew out in Beaver County, Lee Fox, and Emmett Pirat. Emmett was courting one of the older girls, and they came to our house. And in those days, when you went to visit, you didn't go and stay for dinner. You stayed two or three days. Well, Emmett,
yes, you had to.
Yes, you did. It was 25 miles, and you drive a horse that far, and you can't run him all the way there and back. And they had been to our house for two or three days. And that morning,